Very beautiful parable that we hear in today's reading, today's gospel. Only Luke, the Gospel of Luke, presents this parable of Jesus. And the good thing about parables is that they are ageless. You know, they're not dated. Of course, they will reflect the teachings of Jesus' time, but they have a great meaning for us today. Both the gospel and today's first reading are talking about the law. First reading from the book of Deuteronomy, some instructions from Moses to the people as, you know, the people. And Moses, we have to remind that they were coming out of slavery in Egypt and going to the promised land. It was not an overnight journey. It was a 40-year journey. It is said that none of those who left Egypt survived to enter the promised land. So a generation, new generation, was born into that journey, that walking. Of course, they would not walk every day. They would camp their place in different places and would stay there. Then they would move until they reached the east side of the Jordan River, and then they crossed into the promised land. And then it was until long time before they were established as the kingdom, the land of Israel. Because, of course, there were people living there. But that journey was a journey that they became indeed a people. And they should always tell that story of being slave, as I said, because people could easily forget. You know, those coming into the promised land, they did not know what was life in Egypt except what was told them. But the commandments that was given to guarantee that they would have an identity as the chosen people of God. And Moses, in presenting the commandment, tells them, look, it's not something so far away from you. It's not up there in the heavens that you cannot reach. It is something that you can live day by day. Even today, centuries after that, you know, that was centuries before Jesus. In Jesus' time, things were different. You know, they had already been established a kingdom. They had built a temple. They had kings. They had been conquered. They had found freedom and been conquered again from other peoples. So things had changed. But still, they were searching, what is the meaning of that law? Which even the word law, you know, sometimes can be very strong. They were instructions, those commandments. And that's why even scholars of the law, somebody who knew about it, come to Jesus and asked, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Basically, they knew. The answer would be righteous, follow the law, and you will inherit eternal life. Yet he wants to know more. What is the meaning of that? And I think that's the answer that we also, or the world, search is in search of today. What must we do? I believe the questions today would be different. We live in a world, you know, in Jesus' time, was pretty much, you know, they were united because of the commandments. And so Jews, either you do whatever with us, otherwise you are outside of that. And nowadays, I would say it's not so much what we think or what we do. We live in a time that the individual is kind of center stage today. Many people will not care much what the commandments will say. Many people just have their own judgment on things, and either feelings or their mind or whatever, with their instruction to say, well, that's how I feel. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. It's, you know, and if I feel to be part of a group, I will be. If I don't feel like, I will not be there. Yet, when Jesus gives an answer, he's showing not only the way we should act and behave, He's telling the way that God is with us, full of mercy. The Jews and the Samaritans, they were enemies. Now we have to remind the context that Jesus is saying this parable. Jesus is with his disciples coming from the north, where the Sea of Galilee, he's going towards Jerusalem with his disciples. In between Galilee and Judea, where Jerusalem is, two Jewish places, very centered in the region of Samaria, where the Samaritans lived. And they were enemies. They would not even talk to each other. Many Jews go in pilgrimage from Galilee. They would take a longer way to get to Jerusalem just to avoid crossing Samaria. Yet Jesus decided, we are going through Samaria. And when he talks about the story of the man who fell victim to robbers, he will mention that two came by and did nothing. You know, a priest, a Levite. Levites were those in charge of taking care of the temple. They were religious people. And the priests were the people, those instructed and those who were delegated to offer the sacrifices at the temple. Of course, we can find all kinds of excuses and say, oh, they could not touch the man. They didn't know if he was dead or alive, as he says, he was leaving him half dead. And if they would touch a corpse or somebody who had died, they would become impure. They could not offer sacrifices. So we can find all kinds of excuses. But then Jesus presents that a Samaritan was the one who had mercy. That was quite strong, talking to scholar of the law, who would not even consider, probably, Samaritan, or talking about Samaritan. It's constantly changing. The way that people thought, the way that they saw it, the way they interpreted that law. He is trying to center and say, you know, don't worry so much about so non-important details. And he would say in other occasions, you know, how you clean your cup, how you clean your plate, how, you know, you eat this or you cannot eat that. You know, those are not the essence of the law. Mercy is the essence of that law. And that's what has not changed. Will never change. So when we ask today, we could ask the same question, Lord, what must I do in today's world to eternal life? To know the commandments would not be enough. Many people, or the Pharisees and scholars of the law, they knew that. They showed when Jesus asked, what is, you know, the commandment to love God above all things, to love your neighbor. But again, to love neighbor is not to love only those I wish to love. That's the most difficult part. And it's challenging in today's world. Because every day we are challenged to say, shall I love this person? Especially when we do not know. Especially when we say, well, the law of God, of the law of the nation, of the law, you know, so many laws that we have to follow. Should we love them or should we exclude them from our love? Jesus is telling us that mercy will come in many unexpected ways. And it is in those unexpected situations that our following of that law will be tested. It'd be very easy if we lived in an ideal world that sometimes we long for, or we say, or we look at the past, but the ideal world is not out there. The real world is out there. Real people, real need. Many of those are half dead, meaning literally thrown out into the margins, marginalized in the world. They're out there. And in many situations, we are not paying attention. And we might have the best of excuses to do so. None of them will count if we do not act with mercy. To us, Jesus is still telling, go and do likewise. Go and show mercy. Don't only talk about it. Live it. Believe in it. And then you'll be following the precepts, the law, and you inherit